Over the years, since the beginning of the 20th century, road design has become a highly refined science. Jack Giddy, retired senior road designer with the DMR, noted that the first road design standards were developed in 1937 by the then newly formed Department of Main Roads. These standards have been updated and reviewed over the years. Jack cut his teeth as a junior draftsman in 1941, working on minor deviations to the Pacific Highway.
The job that the draftsman did in the office in those days was to plot up from the surveyor's notes. He plotted up the plan of the proposed route or the improvement, the longitudinal section of the route, and the cross sections of the route. You did that on graph paper on a scale of 1 to 200. The work was checked, and it was done to a ridiculous standard. I mean, it was two decimal points they used to work on. And you were given not a great deal of latitude in formulating actual design. And the main considerations in that design was for balanced earthwork and economy of design and construction. Then after the design was approved, it was given to a tracer who traced it on linen. And from that linen, we were able to make as many prints as we wanted. But I talked about how meticulous they were in their grading and things like that. And I remember never forget going out and I'd completed a short section of deviation down near Harwood. And a big thrill for me at the time was to go down there and watch them constructing this piece of road. It was about a 3/4 mile deviation, I think. And I got down there and I was talking to the old grader operator and he's winding things up and driving through. And I said, "Where are the plans?" He said, "Don't worry about the plans, son. We know enough to shape up the road." And that was how he shaped it up. And I don't think he looked at the plans once.
The process of conceptualising and designing roads was revolutionised in the 1960s.
In 61 we came to Sydney, and after a very short time I started to do the work that I really liked, and that was location and design of getting on towards major roads. And it was very good then because I was able to express myself in the type of design that I thought we should be aiming for. Later on, when we came to building the Newcastle Expressway, for instance, I think it was a case of we'll build the road first and worry about the cost of it second, which was as far as I was concerned, and people that thought along the same lines, I mean, that was excellent, because the job that the engineers did in that construction was fantastic, and the results are there to see.
The Germans were doing curvilinear design, and to my great surprise, I found many engineers at the time didn't realise that the road is shorter if you have more curves in it. And so after I discovered that, I went over to curvilinear design. It also allows you to fit the road better to the actual terrain. Landscaping comes in a bit, and I went right that way.
That was Theo ten Brumela, an engineer with the DMR in the late 1950s and the early 1960s. He went on to lecture at the design school at the University of New South Wales. Like Jack Giddy, he was eager to embrace a new approach to designing roads.
There was a little bit of cynicism, but that was part of the fun of the course. We had beaut arguments. And I'm sure we all learned a lot of that. During my sabbatical, I also looked at computer programs. By then, I was interested in a bit more than just road design. I was saying roads are systems to be used by people, not by cars, but by people, which was a change in my thinking, world thinking. And therefore, we need to know more about human perception. We need to know more about human behavior. So that started to creep in my lectures. I started doing two lectures on perception theory and human behavior, mistakes people make, optical illusions. They all came in at that time.
I suppose it's the art of placing the road to the best advantage to the terrain, and to get a road like you'd never have stark cuttings on the skyline. It blended in so that the road forms part, a feature of the landscape, instead of fighting the landscape to get through. there are a whole lot of features that go into it, even after you may have done some damage. Well, landscaping is a classic example. Like, you would never have a curve on the horizon and no backdrop to it. You'd want to delineate the road or where it's going to go for the driver. And if you can't do anything about it, well, then you place a growth, tree of growth, as a backdrop.